From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Reports by members of the military of sexual assault last year jumped by an unprecedented 50%. Though according to Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, one reason may be the Pentagon has made it clear to victims of sexual assaults they need to come forward. Hagel today said of those who've reported sexual assault, many are finding the military is going to bat for them.
When commanders took disciplinary action on sexual assault offenses, they moved to court-martial a record 71%. Of alleged perpetrators.
Hagel also said the military is working to encourage men who are victims of sexual assault to come forward, noting that while they may make up as many as half of sexual assault victims, only about 14% report assaults. About 6.8% of military women reported being assaulted, compared to just 1.2% of men. The mayor of Seattle has announced a plan to raise the local minimum wage to $15 an hour. As NPR's Martin Costi reports, the plan has support from local businesses and labor groups.
This is actually a compromise. The political pressure for $15 is so strong in Seattle that it forced business leaders to the negotiating table. And they agreed to accept the wage if it's phased in over a number of years. Mayor Ed Murray calls the deal smart.
We are going to decrease the poverty rate in the city by raising the minimum wage. We are going to improve the lives of workers who can barely afford to live in this city. At the same time, I think we do it in a way that doesn't harm those folks who are the great job creators of this city, the entrepreneurs.
But some activists don't like the slower wage phase-in for workers who already get tipped.